for the floor again. And so we are going towards an end. And after having given an overview on Project Area 2 and also this two deep dive presentation on Legionella and environmental surveillance, we are going to explain a bit more what are the plans for future work in this area. Starting from the objectives, which is to support parties and other states in implementing Article 8 of the protocol. And particularly, we have 3 points: improving, maintaining, and sustaining surveillance and early warning system of water-related diseases, preparedness and contingency planning, and response to outbreaks and water quality incidents, but also building national capacity for risk-based surveillance of drinking water supply and quality, and improving environmental surveillance of SARS-CoV-2 and other disease agents of concern in wastewater as an integral part of public health surveillance. And this is done based on the draft program of work for 2023-2025. Next slide, please. So here we have divided in 3 main areas. So we have as plans for future work on the surveillance and outbreak management of water-related diseases, up to 3 sub-regional and 1 and/or in-country capacity building activity, evidence review of Legionella control and prevention for the pan-European region. These are marked as green as performed. And then we have up to 3 national and or sub-regional capacity building events on prevention and control of Legionella, which is ongoing. Regarding the risk-based surveillance of drinking water supply and quality, we have 2 main points: up to 3 sub-regional and or national capacity building and networking activities, and also support countries in setting national regulations and standards for drinking water quality and application of risk-based approach in surveillance. Both are performed, so they are highlighted with a green dot. And then in the end, we have the environmental surveillance of wastewater, which before in the last meeting we had 2 points, A and B, which was expert meeting on wastewater surveillance on SARS-CoV-2, and this is kind of ongoing. And we will see in the future how to make this point happen. And the second point is support countries in setting, sending up environmental surveillance program for SARS-CoV-2 and other disease agents. And what we have added now is the third point, point C, which is training modules on the basic of wastewater surveillance, which is related to the presentation that it was done before, and with all the links with the other European and global initiatives, where there is a clear link where we can link those initiatives with the protocol. However, even though these are the plans for future work, there might be some challenges, and particularly delay on some planned activities under Program Area 2 may occur due to limited capacity at the WHO Secretariat. Next slide, please. Next slide. Doesn't go. Thank you. And also regarding plans for future work, we have to highlight the recent developments in the directive on the quality of water intended for human consumption. Will support scaling up implementation of a risk-based approach in drinking water service provision. And there are 2 main items that we would like to highlight. The first one is the upcoming event on sub-regional meeting or risk-based drinking water surveillance in Nordic Baltic countries, which will be in Estonia, the 24th, 26th of April 2024. Next week. It's coming very soon. In cooperation with the Nordic Baltic Network, and the country that will be participating are Estonia, Finland, Iceland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Norway. And also the preparation for capacity building on Legionella surveillance and outbreak response, which is planned in Lithuania. Next slide, please. And with this, it's over. So thank you very much for your attention. And I give back the floor to the chair.